Blog Talk Radio.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can know?
Praise the Lord, and just want to say hello, UCA members and visitors.
Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. If you are a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are an ambassador for Christ. Amen? Amen. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which, by the way, is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. Okay, that's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. And that's every Sunday. Okay? Okay. Now, what I want you to do is text or inbox all your friends and family members. Tell them to dial in for this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. I'll repeat that. That's 646-668-8537. Or you can look for my post for this particular show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Okay, just click on the link where you see the post of today's show to listen from your computer or just dial in, but you can listen from the computer. You can actually click on the link today and all this week on Facebook. Okay, just go to my Facebook page. It's simply my name, T. Meyer McCain. Okay, go to my Facebook page and go ahead and click on it. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com and look for Solar Records Radio and then click on UCA Radio. Okay, you can do either one of those. All right, but you know, it might just be easy to just go on Facebook, see my post, and click on that and just sit back and listen to the entire message. Okay, even if you want to hear it a second time. Okay, anytime this week, today and anytime this week. Also remember the book, Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. Be sure to go to Amazon. It's available right now on Amazon. Go to Amazon and order the book, Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. You will be blessed by this book. I recommend that you sit back at in a place in your house where there's no distractions, and pray before you read the book, and then sit back and let the Holy Spirit lead you, okay, all the way through it and open up a lot of good revelations for you. All righty? Okay, you can do that. And also remember the Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tusila McCain on HSBN.TV. You can always catch us on YouTube and many other apps anytime this week. Join us, and you will be blessed. But don't forget. Tomorrow, anywhere between 2 and 2:30, somewhere around in there, we will be live on Facebook Live, okay? If you're on Facebook, just go to HSBN.TV and scroll down and and see the Message of Life. And go ahead and click on it, and you'll see the Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tusila McCain. And you can watch us and be blessed live and send in your comments also. We'd like to know how you feel and what you think, you know, as we preach. If you've been if you're being blessed or if you're not being blessed, just let us know, okay? God bless you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. When we come back, we'll get right into our message for today. Stay right where you are, okay? Don't go away.
Good Father, it's who you are, it's who you are.
Hallelujah. You are a good, good Father, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name. And now we'd like to just, Lord, we come in your presence right now. We ask that you bless every person listening to this broadcast. Lord, bless their hearts, their minds, their spirits, their very souls, O God. Help them to understand the word that's being brought forth this day so that they can grow in you and wax strong in you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. The message today is God's law of the harvest. God's law of the harvest. Well, what does that have to do with us? Well, you'll find out in just a minute. God's law of the harvest. God is the ultimate husbandman, and a husbandman means farmer. God is the ultimate farmer, and in the beginning, he did all things according to his law of the harvest, Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb-yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. God is the one who has the seed, and he made his creation to have seed within itself for the purpose of multiplying and replenishing the earth. God made Adam a husbandman or farmer. Adam was a husbandman, or Adam was a farmer. Adam not only tilled the ground, which means he had to loosen the soil to prepare it for planting, and whatever, by the way, Adam planted would immediately grow. But so he not only tilled the ground, but he took care of the entire Garden of Eden. He also had seed within himself in the beginning. Adam was created with seed within himself. This was before God came and planted his incorruptible seed in us after the fall of Adam. But in the beginning, Adam had seed within himself for the purpose of multiplying and replenishing the earth. God created a place for Adam, the husbandman, to plant his seed. Therefore, he created woman. So Adam, the husband, planted his seed into the woman who is made of earth. Eve was also made of earth, just like Adam. She became his wife. The wife is a type of earth because she is made of earth and she is fruitful, just as the earth is fruitful. And she brings forth of the man's seed. Eve, the mother of all living, that's what Adam named her, Eve, the mother of all living, brought forth other sons and daughters after she bore Cain, Abel, and Seth. Genesis chapter 5, verse 4. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years. And he begot sons and daughters from Eve, okay, or by Eve. She was fruitful. God's last day church, which is the bride of Christ, the bride of Jesus Christ, who is Jesus Christ being the last Adam, and his church, his bride, she is the last Eve. In other words, there's not going to be any more Adams because Jesus is the last Adam, and there'll be no more Eves because his last day church is the last Eve, and she is also fruitful, his last day church, God's Eve, Jesus' Eve, in other words, his last day church, she is fruitful. And the kingdom of God, we have to understand this, that the kingdom of God is a mystery. And it is also to be planted in the earth. That's right, the kingdom of God has to be established, planted in the earth. And just as the earth is a mystery on how it brings forth fruit, so the kingdom of God is a mystery on how it brings forth life. Mark chapter 4, verse 26 through 29. And he said, God said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how the earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. It is given to us to scatter the seed of the kingdom of God so that it can grow. And then God shall put in his sickle and reap his harvest. God is the ultimate husbandman, and he planted the incorruptible seed inside of Mary, and she brought forth her first fruits, which is Jesus Christ. And then Jesus, the husbandman, planted his incorruptible seed inside of us, his bride, his church, and we are his first fruits. And we are to go and plant seed, that seed of faith, that incorruptible seed into those who will receive, so that we can present our first fruits before the Father. As it is written in Matthew chapter 9, verse 39, then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Jesus is telling us that the people really are ripe and ready for the word of God. Therefore, we are to be his laborers in this hour and go out and preach the gospel of peace. James 3, verse 18, and a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Therefore, we, his bride, being connected to Jesus Christ, the true vine, becomes the tree of life in this hour. Us together, connected to Jesus Christ, become the tree of life in this hour. And we shall bring forth fruit as we go out into all the world and preach the kingdom of God, bringing many souls into God's kingdom. As it is written in Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8, the Lord said, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then we are to demonstrate the kingdom of heaven as we heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. So let us continue to work according to the law of the harvest as God does. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not grow weary of well-doing. For in due season, we will reap if we do not give up. People, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't grow weary in doing good. Keep in mind that God works in his time according to his law of the harvest. That's why we must get into God's flow. As it is written in Exodus 23, verse 16, you shall keep the feast of the harvest, of the first fruits of your labor, of what you sow in the field, or what we sow into the world, when we sow into the hearts of people. You shall keep the feast of ingathering at the end of the year, in the latter days, in these last times when God is ready to gather in his harvest. When you gather in from the field the fruit of your labor, as we gather souls for the kingdom of God in these latter days, these end times. God works according to his law of the harvest. Even one of the seven feast days among many that had a lot to do with the harvest was the Feast of Weeks. For example, in the Old Testament, this festival is called the Feast of Harvest. The harvest is when they gathered in their crop, which is called the Feast of First Fruits, and also the Feast of Weeks, being a week of weeks, seven weeks times seven, which equals 49 days. But in the New Testament, it is called the Feast of Pentecost because it was 50 days after the first fruits were offered. They had a feast a full enjoyment of the harvest. This feast typifies the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples of Christ on the day of Pentecost. It was a prophetic feast that represents God's Spirit being plentiful. On Shabbat, the Jews would celebrate the giving of the Torah, or the Law of Moses, on Mount Sinai, as well as the grain harvest for the summer. So it was two things that were celebrated: the law that was given to Moses on Mount Sinai for the people, and the grain harvest for the summer. In biblical times, Shabbat was one of the three pilgrimage festivals in which all the Jewish men would go to Jerusalem and bring their first fruits as offerings to God and give thanks. The Feast of Pentecost or Shabbat has many names in the Bible: the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Harvest, and the latter, First Fruits. Celebrated on the 50th day after Passover, Shabbat is traditionally a joyous time of giving thanks and presenting offerings for the new grain of the summer wheat harvest in Israel. They rejoice, just as we will rejoice. Psalm 67, verse 6, the earth has yielded its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. Keep in mind that the Holy Spirit outpouring on the early church came the days after the resurrection of Christ, but 10 days after his ascension into heaven. The day of Pentecost was the 50th day, Pente meaning 50. And when Jesus gave his disciples the Holy Communion, he first gave thanks and blessed the bread and blessed the wine during the Passover meal by saying words on this order. This is, you know, Jesus said it kind of like this. He says, "We give thanks to you, O God, King of the universe, for bringing forth bread or food from the earth." And with the wine, he said, "Thank you, O God, King of the universe, for bringing forth the fruit of the vine." And now, in this hour, we are to give thanks to God the Father, King of the universe, for giving us Jesus Christ, the bread of life, and for his blood that he shed for all of us. So now, besides being the bride of Christ, we are all husbandmen, men and women. We are all farmers, and we are to go and plant the seed of faith in the fallow ground of the people in this hour or in this world. And even at that, we still follow God's law of the harvest. Some of the seed will fall on good ground and some will not, as it is written in Mark chapter 4, verses 2 through 9. And he taught them, Jesus taught them many things by parables and said unto them in his teaching, he said, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. Immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100-fold. And he said unto them, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Although many will not receive us as we go out to plant seed, as we go out to minister the word of God, many will not receive us. But nevertheless, we are to keep planting seed, still preach his word, because there will be those who will hear us and receive us. We have to start living our lives according to God's law of the harvest, as it is written in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. We must follow Scripture. Our first fruits are the people we bring to the Lord, first fruits that we have received from the Holy Spirit, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. As we go out and minister, we have to show love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's the fruit we have to bear before the people. They have to see this. We give our first fruits as we give our labor, our finances, our time, our love to God and to our neighbor. These are our first fruits that we give to the Lord. The Lord lets us know what we shall receive if we obey his every word and walk in his ways. Leviticus 26, verses 3 and 4. If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them, then I will give you your rains in their season, and the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. He will put us in the flow of his law of the harvest. We must be careful in this hour to live according to God's law of the harvest. The laws of the harvest, simply stated, is this. The law of the harvest says that in life we will reap what we sow. Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. We will reap more than we sow. Good choices, like seeds, ultimately bring forth good fruit as a reward. Bad choices, like bad seeds, ultimately bring bad fruit as a consequence, as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. So as we live and walk on this straight and narrow pathway of life, we must always remember this scripture in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. God continues to work according to his laws of the harvest, as he gives us this promise in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. We must, in our private lives, keep God's law of the harvest, because God will bless whatever and wherever you sow, just like he did with Isaac. Genesis chapter 26. You know Isaac, the son of Abraham. Genesis 26, verse 12. Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. You want the Lord to bless you. We will keep what we will reap if we sow into our family, if we sow into our health, our church, our souls, our spirits, our minds, and in people. Sow in people. Planting the seed of the word of God in all of these areas. So let's keep ourselves in a good place before God so that he will be pleased to place his incorruptible seed in us. Let us be the good soil, as it is written in Luke chapter 8, verse 15. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop, a following. We will produce a following because when the word of God came to us, we received it. We kept it, and we persevered with it, and it produced a good following, those that we have led into the kingdom of God and that we will lead into the kingdom of God. That Holy Spirit anointing came according to God's law of the harvest. The Holy Spirit, it comes, it came before, and it comes also again. It's going to come again according to God's law of the harvest. It is known as the former rain of the Holy Spirit that fell on the early church. That was known as the former rain, which, by the way, we are still living off of that former rain even now. It's just a portion. It's just an earnest of our inheritance. And it's more of a lighter rain, a lighter flow. This would indicate a promise that the latter rain of the Holy Spirit would soon follow, which is a more heavier rain. In other words, you get more of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're looking for, that latter rain. But God has promised us, check this out, God has promised us the former rain and the latter rain of his Spirit at the same time, according to God's law of the harvest, which means in its due season or in these latter days. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, or be glad, church of the living God, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. This is prophetically speaking, that the Lord is telling his people, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, the former Holy Spirit that came down moderately on the early church on the day of Pentecost. That was the former rain. And I'm going to give you the latter rain, that sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire that's going to fall upon us in this hour. He's going to give us both at the same time. That's the fullness of it, the fullness of his Spirit. Understand that when God blesses us and increase our seed, which could be our children, food, and his Spirit, we should give thanks to him continually. We can even celebrate the Lord with praise and worship while giving thanks to him. And he will continually bless you and increase you, as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. God's law of the harvest works in seasons, as Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 3:1, chapter 3, verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. You see, we always hear the phrase, in God's due time or in God's due season. Well, that's because there is a certain time when God pours out a blessing. Like, for example, on the day of Pentecost, it came at a certain time in God's due season. Then it kind of faded away. And then there were other revivals that came and also faded away. Other revivals, which includes the Azusa Street revival, it came at a certain season, and then it faded away. And then there was the more recent Ashbury revival. It came at a certain season, and now it's starting to kind of fade away. All of these revivals, along with other revivals throughout the years, have come and gone, making room for the ultimate revival, the one that is coming that will bring forth the kingdom of God. This revival, this one, will not fade away. God always let us know before an outpouring is about to happen. in order to prepare the people. He's telling us about this he's been telling us about this outpouring that's about to come hundreds of years ago. He's telling us, and he was telling us hundreds of years ago about this particular outpouring that's coming. He spoke it through Joel, the prophet, in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show signs, or I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered or saved. It's going to be a time of blessing and cursing, but whoever call on the name of the Lord will be delivered, will be saved. And the Lord goes on to say, for in Mount Zion, that's his church, in his church, his last day golden candlestick church, anointed Christian, and in Christians, and in Jerusalem, God's city of peace, his people of peace, shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said. And in the remnant, same people, a small group of anointed Christians whom the Lord shall call. All of this shall soon come to pass, but it will come to pass in its season, when the time is just right, or in other words, in this hour, which is God's due time. We are entering into God's due season right now. Leviticus 26, verse 4. Then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. It will be a fruitful time for God's people, even in this hour. Once God gives us this great blessing, we must keep in mind that the more we receive from him, the freely we give to others. Freely we plant seed or sow seed as he continually bless us. Some people don't understand this. That's why many don't sow their seed. They don't minister. Christians I'm talking about. You're not ministering the word. You're not giving of yourselves. You're not loving people. You're not sowing your seed in the lives of others. And they don't give of themselves. Many aren't giving of themselves to be a blessing. They don't give to God, who continually gives to them. Proverbs 11, verse 24 through 25. One person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Remember that. Be givers. Always remember that scripture. I want you all to understand this, that we must live by God's law of the harvest, and you will be blessed and be a blessing to others and glorify the name of the Lord. Because you will do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the glory of God the Father. Amen and amen. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this. Stay right there.
Looking over
You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and a message. I'm Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and I'm your host for this show, or I've been your host for this show. And I want to get into our scriptures, so you might want to write these down. Scriptures for the week, Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb-yielding seed, and the fruit tree, yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. Also, Genesis chapter 5, verse 4, "And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters." Let's continue. We have Mark chapter 4, verse 26 through 29. "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain of the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in his sickle, because the harvest has come." Another one is Matthew chapter 9, verse 37. I'm sorry, that's Matthew chapter 9, verse 37. "Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few." James 3, verse 18. "And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." Are you those who make peace? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. Stay right where you are, okay? Praise the Lord.
I sing to you, my Savior. I'm
Hallelujah. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and the message. I'm Pastor T. Mar McCain, just thanking everyone for tuning in. You don't know how much we appreciate this. We're just lifting up the Lord and giving you some really good messages from God, some really good teachings that you can use so that you can grow and wax strong in the Spirit of the living God, and then have that word in you, because who knows, the time will come in God's due season where you will use the very word that he has taught you. It will be in you, and it will come out for his glory as you minister to others. Remember, the Lord is so, so worthy of praise and honor and glory. So let's give him the praise, the honor, and glory, for he is worthy. He is worthy.
In my eyes, never did I come to realize, no matter what you strive for in your present or your past, only what you do for Christ will last.
Thank you.
You are listening to UCA Radio with Pastor T. Meyer McCain. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you next time. God bless you.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.